Will the Senate please come to order? Will the members please vote to signify their presence?
Roll shows 18 members present this morning. Senator Pierce is excused until blame time.
Please stand for the invocation by Reverend Wilson Valentine of St. Brendan's Episcopal Church.
As we begin to settle into our routines and schedules of the week, please take a moment to close your eyes and concentrate on the natural world around us. All-powerful guardian of creation, in whom we live and move and have our being, we watch the world around us wake from its winter's rest and see the wonder and awe in all things. Guide all our actions this day that we may serve for the common good. For all of creation is connected through your life-giving spirit, and you have chosen us to be the caretakers. May this day bring us the inspiration of our responsibility, the thrill of the challenge of our vocation, and the satisfaction of accomplishment at the day's end. Then renew our spirits in evening's light, so we might find rest during the dark of night. Amen.
Senator Sharp, would you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Senator Taylor.
Move and ask unanimous consent the prayer be spread upon the journal.
Without objection, the prayer will be spread upon the journal. Will the Secretary please certify the journal?
I wish to certify the correctness of the journals for the 81st, 82nd, 83rd, 84th, and 85th legislative days. Senate and House Joint Journal Supplement Number 18 and Senate Supplement Number 13.
Move and ask unanimous consent that the journals and supplements be approved as certified by the Senate Secretary.
Without objection, the journals and supplements are approved as certified by the Senate Secretary. That brings us to introduction of guests. Are there guests for introduction? Senator Little.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would like to introduce two intrepid constituents today. The first is Sylvia Cassidy from Homer. She's down volunteering with the Alaska Environmental Lobby. Welcome to the Senate, Sylvia. And the next is a good friend of mine, Peggy Mullen, who is on the Soldotna City Council. She's also on the Kenai River Special Management Area Board, and she has just been instrumental in starting a nonprofit group called Bridges, which is a very exciting entity. She's down in Juneau today with the Citizens Transportation Coalition. Welcome to the Senate, Peggy.
Further guests for introduction, Senator Lehman.
Mr. President, seated next to Peggy Mullen in the same gallery is a friend of mine and constituent, also with the Alaska Citizens Transportation Coalition, Cheryl Richardson. Welcome.
Are there further guests for introduction? If there's no further guests for introduction, that brings us to messages from the governor.
There are no messages from the governor today.
Messages from the House.
There are no House messages.
Communications.
Reports received. State of Alaska monetary terms of the collective bargaining agreement with the confidential unit from Commissioner Bear Yucera, Department of Administration.
Labor and Commerce.
Following reports have been received. State of Alaska student financial aid programs, 92-93 annual report from the Alaska Commission on Post-Secondary Education. State revenue sharing municipal assistance fiscal year 94 final report. The following budget and audit reports have been received. Department of Education, School District Financial Operations, Department of Corrections, Board of Parole, Department of Environmental Conservation, Safe Drinking Water Program, and those are all the communications.
Reports to standing committees.
Transportation Committee considered SR4, request from the federal government to reduce automobile emissions inspections in Alaska to every 2 years. Reports are back as follows. Senator Sharp, Chair, and Senator Kelly signed a recommendation. Senator Curtulo signed due pass, zero fiscal note. Senate Resolution Number 4 has a further referral to the Judiciary Committee. Labor and Commerce Committee considered Senate Joint Resolution Number 51, support for the development of a fiberboard plant in Sitka. Majority of the committee recommends due pass. Report was signed by Senator Kelly, Chair, concurring. Senator Sharp and Rigger, Senator Lincoln signed do not pass, zero fiscal note. Senate Joint Resolution Number 51 has no further referral.
Rules.
Community and Regional Affairs Committee considered Senate Bill 62 relating to the Public School Foundation Program, recommends it be replaced. The committee substitute reports back as follows. Senator Phillips, Chair, signed do pass. Senator Taylor signed no recommendation. Senator Lehman signed amend. Fiscal note attached. Senate Bill 62 has a further referral to the Health, Education, and Social Services Committee. Transportation Committee considered Senate Bill 227 relating to terminal rental adjustment clauses for motor vehicles and trailers. Majority of the committee recommends do pass. Report was signed by Senator Sharp, Chair, concurring Senators Kelly and Cotula. Zero fiscal notes. Senate Bill Number 227 has no further referral.
Rules.
Judiciary Committee considered Senate Bill 228 relating to bail after conviction for various felonies. Recommends do pass. Report was signed by Senator Taylor, Chair, concurring Senators Little, Donnelly, Jacko, and Halford. Zero fiscal notes. Senate Bill 228 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. Judiciary Committee considered Senate Bill 280 establishing the Fog Neck Island State Park. Majority of the committee recommends it be replaced. The committee substitute and do pass. Report was sent by Senator Taylor, Chair, concurring Senators Halford and Jacko. Senator Little signed pass. Resources Committee substitute. Zero fiscal note and fiscal notes attached. Senate Bill 280 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. Judiciary Committee considered Senate Bill 292 relating to transfers of prisoners. Reports are back as follows. Senator Taylor, Chair, and Senator Jacko signed do pass. Senator Halford signed no recommendation. Zero fiscal notes. Senate Bill 292 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. Finance Committee considered Senate Bill 312 relating to school construction grants. Recommends that Health, Education, and Social Services CS be adopted and reports back as follows. Senator Pierce signed do pass, but I'd like an amendment. Senator Rieger signed do pass. Senator Frank signed no recommendation. Senator Cotula signed do not pass without amendment. Senator Sharp signed ditto. Zero fiscal note. Senate Bill 312 has no further referral.
Rules.
Transportation Committee considered Senate Bill 327 amending the motor fuel tax. Recommends it be replaced with the CS and do pass. Report was signed by Senator Sharp, Chair, concurring Senators Kelly and Cotula. Zero fiscal note. Senate Bill 327 has a further referral to the Judiciary Committee. Labor and Commerce Committee considered Senate Bill 346 report charitable gaming winners. And a majority of the committee reports it back with no recommendation. Report was signed by Senator Kelly, Chair, concurring Senator Sharp and Rieger. Fiscal note and zero fiscal note. Senate Bill 346 has a further referral to the HES Committee. Labor and Commerce Committee considered Senate Bill 361 relating to real estate appraisers. Reports it back as follows. Senator Kelly, Chair, signed do pass. Senator Sharp and Rieger signed no recommendation. Zero fiscal note. Senate Bill Number 361 has a further referral to the Judiciary Committee. Labor and Commerce Committee considered Senate Bill 362, Insurance Reform, recommends it be replaced with committee substitute, reports it back as follows. Senator Kelly, Chair, and Senator Rieger signed do pass. Senator Sharp signed no recommendation. Zero fiscal notes. Senate Bill 362 has a further referral to the Judiciary Committee. Judiciary Committee considered House Concurrent Resolution Number 29 amended Military Operation Areas and Environmental Impact Statement of the United States Air Force. Majority of the committee recommends do pass. Report signed by Senator Taylor, Chair, concurring Senators Donnelly and Jacko. Senator Little signed no recommendation. Zero fiscal note. House Concurrent Resolution Number 29 amended has no further referral.
Rules.
Transportation Committee considered House Bill 407 relating to issuance of commemorative Gold Rush motor vehicle license plates. The majority of the committee recommends do pass. Report was signed by Senator Sharp, Chair, concurring Senators Kelly and Cotula. Zero fiscal note. House Bill Number 407 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. Rules Committee considered Senate Bill 310 relating to the management and sale of state timber. Recommends calendar. Report was signed by Senator Halford, Chair, concurring Senators Jacko and Rieger. Senators Zaroff and Little signed no recommendation. Senate Bill Number 310 appears on today's calendar. And those are all the standing committee reports this afternoon.
Reports of special committees?
There are no special committee reports.
Introduction of Senate resolutions?
There are no resolutions today.
Introduction of Senate bills?
Senate Bill Number 374 by the Resources Committee, an act extending the period of regulation of material sites used for timber operations under the Forest Practices Act, and extending a corresponding exemption from provisions regulating mining reclamation and providing for an effective date.
Resources.
Those are all the bills for introduction.
That brings us to the consideration of the LA calendar. Senator Taylor, would you move that we hold the calendar for tomorrow?
I move that the calendar, that being Senate Bill 310, be held till tomorrow's calendar. And ask unanimous consent.
Without objection, Senate Bill 310 will be held for tomorrow's calendar. That brings us to Senator Duncan.
Just for clarification, so there's no disagreement, that means it's held in second reading tomorrow.
The bill was not read for the second time, so it has to have the second reading tomorrow. citation. Senator Curtula.
I'd move and ask unanimous consent to be shown as a co-sponsor of the Archbishop Francis Hurley citation whenever it hits the calendar. I know most of you are on it.
Without objection, Senator Curtula will be added to the Hurley citation. Madam Secretary, would you read the citations?
Citations honoring Evan Booth and Dan Zippe, Senators Adam Jaroff, Donnelly Duncan, Pierce, Lincoln, Lehman, honoring Surface High School Cross Country Ski Team, Senator Salo, Little Jaroff, Donnelly Duncan, Pierce, Rigger, Lehman, honoring Alaska Summer Special Olympics, Senators Duncan, Jaroff, Donnelly, Little, Pierce, Ellis, Lincoln, Halford, Lehman, Kelly, honoring Tina Sweeten, Senator Jaroff, Duncan, Little, honoring Margot Goodhue, Senator Sharp, Frank, Jaroff, Duncan, Pierce, honoring Chief Larry Langston, Senators Donnelly, Jaroff, Duncan, Pierce, Ellis, Halford, Lehman, honoring Archbishop Hurley, Senators Kelly, Jaroff, Duncan, Donnelly, Little, Pierce, Ellis, Lincoln, Halford, Lehman, Phillips, and Curtula, honoring John Morton, Senator Jaroff, Duncan, Little, Pierce, honoring James Balcomay, Senator Jaroff, Duncan, Little, Pierce, in memoriam, Larry Carpenter, Senator Sharp, Frank, Lincoln, Phillips, Jaroff, Duncan, Pierce, Halford, Donnelly, in memoriam, Howard Thew, Senators Kelly, Jaroff, Donnelly, Duncan, Pierce, Halford, in memoriam, Austin Hammond, Senator Jaroff, Duncan, Pierce, Donnelly, honoring Minnie L. Fisher, Dorothy A. Jones, Senators Curtula, Halford, Duncan, Donnelly, honoring Dr. Ella Sorensen, Senators Curtula, Halford, Duncan, honoring Andrew Skin, Senators Adams, Duncan, Halford, Jaroff, Little, Ellis, honoring Malcolm McKenzie, Senators Duncan, Lehman, Halford, in memoriam, Don Hope, Senators Duncan, Halford, Donnelly, honoring Don Left Barron, Senators Kelly, Lehman, Halford, Ellis, honoring Village Public Safety Officer Academy graduates, Senators Jaroff, Halford, Kelly, Little, in memoriam, Ted Ferry, Senators Taylor, Halford, Lehman.
Senator Adams.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that my name be added to honoring the VPS program.
Without objection, Senator Adams will be added to the VPSO citation. Senator Taylor.
I just thought I might take a minute in case anybody else wanted it.
Senator Taylor.
Yeah. I move and ask unanimous consent the citation calendar be approved.
Without objection, the citations appearing on today's calendar are adopted. That brings us to unfinished business.
Mr. President.
Senator Kelly.
Mr. President, we received a House bill recently, and we have already heard the companion Senate bill, Senate Bill 359. So I would move and ask unanimous consent to waive House Bill 450, Investment Pools for Public Entities, from the Senate Labor and Commerce Committee.
Senator Kelly, what is it goes to finance?
Uh-huh.
Is there objection to waiving House Bill
450
from Labor and Commerce Committee? Without objection, House Bill 450's referral to the Labor and Commerce Committee will be waived. Further unfinished business? Announcements? Senator Frank.
Thank you. I would like to announce for the Senate Finance Committee for tomorrow, we will have SB 359, Investment Pools for Public Entities, H. Bill 450, Investment Pools for Public Entities, pending referral, SB 369, State Building Maintenance Repeal, ART Program, SB 190, Enforcement of Support Orders, SJR 36, Government and Governor and Lieutenant Governor must receive a majority vote, SB 366, Medicaid and Medicaid Support Orders, SB 363, capital projects and grants, and bills previously heard.
Senator Rieger?
Yeah, thank you. Mr. President, upon adjournment, the Rules Committee will meet in the Farron Camp Room to bring up Senate Bill 92, advisory votes for REAAs, and a substantive hearing on Senate Resolution 5, North Pacific Fishery Management Council appointment.
Further announcements? Senator Sharp.
There will be a short transportation meeting at 3:30 in the Belch Room. There's two bills as previously posted.
If there are no further announcements, that brings us to special orders. Senator Lincoln.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like permission to speak on briefly on Alaska fisheries.
Without objection, Senator Lincoln, you have the privilege of the floor under special orders on Alaska fisheries.
Thank you, Mr. President. On March 30th, Judge Holland issued his decision in the Katie John subsistence case. The decision answered the two questions. Who is entitled to manage fish and game within Alaska for purposes of an ANILCA, and where?
The court has concluded that the secretary, not the state of Alaska, is entitled to manage fish and wildlife on public lands in Alaska for purposes of Title VIII of ANILCA. Public lands include all navigable waters in Alaska. Recently, the Board of Fisheries met in Anchorage to consider proposals to deal with the 1993 chum salmon crash experienced by subsistence and commercial fishermen throughout western and interior Alaska. For the first time in anyone's memory, the chum salmon subsistence fishery was canceled on the Yukon River, the first time ever in history. The people of Norton Sound have experienced subsistence closures in prior years in addition to this past year. The impacts of this disastrous fishing season were felt from the Kuskokwim River to Kotzebue Sound. The Board of Fisheries has refused in previous years to deal with the severe conservation crisis facing our chum salmon fisheries in western and interior Alaska. Since the board chose to ignore this issue, the commissioner, in an unprecedented action, called the board back into session this past December to listen to information on just how bad the problem has become. At that meeting, the commissioner and her staff told the board, in no uncertain terms, that the chum salmon stock in western and interior Alaska are facing a conservation crisis. At that December meeting, the Board of Fisheries identified issues they would address at the March board meeting, and the department developed proposals. One of the proposals was the reduction of the number of western and interior Alaska chum salmon that fishermen in Area M are permitted to intercept as they target their share of Bristol Bay sockeye. This chum cap originally started at 400,000 and has increased to 700,000, where it remains to this day. 2 weeks ago, over 200 fishers from Area M all the way to Kotzebue Sound testified before the Board of Fisheries. Again, the Commissioner of Fish and Game told the board members these stocks were facing a conservation crisis, that getting even 1,000 more fish back to the Norton Sound would be significant. The Board of Fisheries chose to ignore the people who traveled to Anchorage to testify, who told them their fisheries are disappearing before their eyes. It did not seem to matter that there is no fisheries in Norton Sound, that there was no subsistence chum salmon on the Yukon River last summer. It did not seem to matter to the board that the Department of Fish and Game told them there is a conservation crisis with these chum salmon stock. In case anyone thinks the fishermen of western interior Alaska are blaming Area M as the sole cause of the chum salmon crash, that is not so. Area M interception is viewed as a major contributing factor to the chum salmon conservation problem. In case anyone believes western and interior Alaska fishermen wish to close the fisheries in Area M, that also is not so. What the fishers of western and interior Alaska are asking is that the Board of Fisheries apply its mixed stock fishery policy to this conservation problem. In rural bush Alaska, people have a tradition of sharing. When the resources are abundant, everybody shares in the harvest to feed families and other communities. When the resource is scarce, everyone should tighten their belts and catch less salmon. The people on the river system of western and interior Alaska know what it is to tighten their belts. They have done this year after year after year, to the point of subsistence fisheries closures. Now they are asking the Board of Fisheries to apply conservation measures to other users of the resource. They are asking that all users of the resource in Alaska waters share in the burden of conservation. Commissioner Carl Rozier proposed lowering the chum cap from 700,000 to 300,000. The Board of Fisheries did not even make a pretense of considering that number. After listening to testimony on the devastating impacts of the 93 chum salmon crash, they voted to leave the chum cap at the present 700,000. If the Board of Fisheries does not listen to the people who are most impacted in their daily lives and know the fisheries, if the board does not listen to the fisheries biologists and the Commissioner of Fish and Game, to whom do the board members listen? This is a question each and every one of us had better ask, because the consequences of the inaction of the board may be felt this summer and far into the future by everyone in Alaska. You have read in the newspapers of the severe problems facing fisheries in the coastal states of our country, up into the Pacific Northwest. We are just beginning to see what invoking the Endangered Species Act is doing to the livelihood of people, even those far removed from the depleted fishery. Judge Russell Holland has since issued his ruling on navigable waters issued in that Katie John case. How will the federal government address subsistence needs in western and interior Alaska for chum salmon. What will they propose to do in the absence of any state action to propose to prioritize the subsistence fisheries in the AYK area? Our fisheries are critical to the survival of people in my district and in those areas encompassing the Kuskokwim River, the Yukon River, Norton Sound, and the Kotzebue Sound. How big a price is the state willing to pay in the future when we have no choice but to take action to restore a resources that we have helped destroy? I find the lack of concern expressed by the Board of Fisheries for the resource deplorable, when it is more important to allow the increased commercial harvest in one area at the expense of the resource and the very survival of people in another area. There is something dramatically wrong with our system, and apparently the courts are in full agreement. Thank you, Mr. President.
Further special orders? Senator Taylor.
Move and ask unanimous consent the Senate stand in adjournment until 11 a.m. Wednesday.
Without objection, we are adjourned until 11 a.m. Wednesday.